This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from Chevrolet. At Chevrolet, we bring people together with the things that matter to them most. Visit Chevrolet.gm.ca.
Hi, I'm Fiona Downey, sitting in for Bernard Saint-Laurent. You're listening to a podcast of The Word of the Week. This week, our word is quitter, which means to leave, to quit, and to give up.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I live in Montreal. I broke up with my boyfriend yesterday. J'ai quitté mon copain hier.
Hi, my name is Victor. This morning, I left the house at 6 because I started at 7 and I didn't want to be late. Ce matin, j'ai quitté la maison à 6 heures pour aller travailler, pour pas être en retard, parce que je commence à 7 heures.
Hi, my name is Mike. It's like after closing up where you work, you leave your job. J'ai quitté. Or if you quit, you could also use the term j'ai quitté. The job wasn't satisfactory. I didn't find it was going to bring me to a higher degree, so I just I left the position. So j'ai quitté l'emploi pour essayer un autre emploi. I quit my job.
My name is Melissa. I'm 11 years old. I'm going to high school. Je m'en vais à l'école secondaire. Je vais quitter l'école primaire pour aller au secondaire. I'm leaving elementary school to go to high school.
Atta girl. Well, that's how people in Montreal use this week's word of the week, quitter. Joining me now is our word lady, Joanne Blais, in Ottawa. Hello, Joanne.
Hi.
Kind of a tricky spelling on this one, eh?
Okay. So I will spell it then. It's Q-U-I-T-T-E-R, quitter. And I should say that it's not always the equivalent of to quit.
Yes,
in English,
well, this
we
is
have
where...
the verb to quit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, for example, you always have to use quitter followed by what you are leaving.
Okay.
You can't just say j'ai quitté.
Right.
So it's one of those little, like, difficulty of the French language, right?
It looks so much like quit.
It has to be very precise. Yeah. You can't just use the verb without using what.
Well, this man who said, I left my job, and I was thinking, does he mean he quit? Or did he just left for the day?
It's a perfect example where you would have to say, j'ai quitté mon emploi, and not just j'ai quitté, meaning I resigned. Mm-hmm. That would be an anglicism.
So, and the same thing with the end of a relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving you. Are you just leaving me now because you're getting up from the table and walking away?
I'm leaving you. That reminds me, the first boyfriend I had, il m'a quitté au téléphone. Could you believe that? He left me saying, I'm leaving you, and he did that on the phone.
He broke off with you.
He broke off with me.
Ooh,
il m'a quitté au téléphone.
Oh.
So I was heartbroken.
So the breakup sense.
The breakup. So, yes. Right. So you do quitter un mari, quitter sa femme. Mm. Oh, funny story. This week, I'm in my classroom, and one of my students say, Madame Blais, do you mind today if I leave the class at 2 o'clock instead of 4? So she said, est-ce que je peux quitter le cours à 2 heures? And I said, no, I guess you must have a good reason. And you know what she says to me?
No.
I'm getting married at 5.
Oh.
So I had to leave at 2.
That's considered a big event.
So everybody looked at her and said, what are you doing here?
That's quite a commitment to come at all.
Yes, yeah. Right. So another use of quitter, a polite way when you're talking to someone, like someone calls and you want to say, hold the line, you should say, ne quittez pas.
Yes.
Right? That would be the polite way as opposed to say, gardez la ligne, which would be an anglicism. Right?
Yeah, a bit of a translation.
Exactly.
I've got a great quote on quitter, which is that Catherine Deneuve, at the end of an evening, a table full of people, got up and said, je vous quitte, I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, ce n'est pas la fatigue, mais plutôt l'ennui.
Oh.
Not because I'm tired, but
because I'm bored,
says Catherine Deneuve. That
oh,
is
boy.
Why she had to leave. Not the most entertaining
That's
company.
One way of saying I have to leave, right? Je dois vous quitter, n'est-ce pas?
Yeah.
Alors
tu dois nous quitter. On doit se quitter. That's right. Bye-bye, Joanne.
Bye-bye.
Joanne Blais is our word lady. We reach her every week in Ottawa. You've been listening to the Word of the Week podcast. If you have any comments or suggestions, or you just want to tell us who you are, please email us. Our email address is clv@cbc.ca. You can also go to cbc.ca/podcasting and click on Contact Us. I'm Fiona Downey. Au revoir.
Hi, I'm Jesse Brown. I'm the host of Search Engine, a new CBC radio show that is all about how the internet is changing politics and culture. It's not a gadget show. We don't really care much about technology so much as we care about the effect that technology is having on the world that we live in. All of the surprising and significant and funny stories that we bring you on Search Engine are about things that are happening right now. In the short time that we've been on the air, we've already become the CBC's most popular news podcast in the States. So come find out why. Subscribe to our podcast on CBC's podcasting page or through iTunes.